I was in Germany, should have been in Germany last week. I was in Germany last year, and those were the first conferences in Germany where they were actually addressing the problems of war children. And the research that I'm doing here now at Reading, as I say, my colleague at Cambridge and my colleague at Bristol is doing, we are the only ones working in this field at the depth we are working at. And the reason for that is because I hear it time and time again. I don't know why you're interested in looking at war children, because they're only children and they grow out of it. Well, I'm sorry, they don't. They really don't. And some of these children of that time have got real, real problems now because of what they went through during wartime. Some of them find it difficult to maintain relationships. Some of them have multi-marriages. Some of them have not got married, purely and simply because of when the relationship gets to a point where someone has to make a commitment, they pull out of it. Not because they want to pull out of it, because they're afraid that their partner will pull out of it. And it's a real serious problem. And I'm finding that, as I say, not only here, but also with the people I'm working with in Finland and the people I'm working with in Germany. Now, if we could say that when the Second World War finished in 1945, that was the end of the war, and therefore that was it, it wouldn't be a problem. Because we now know that war trauma in children goes through three generations. Now, it may be diluted over those three generations, but it happens. If we could say 1945 was the end of it, that's fine, because it's my children's generation who will be the last generation affected by the Second World War. But of course we can't. For the simple reason, as I said early on, there are 30 wars going on in the world as we speak. And not only that, 1967 is the only year since 1945 when a British serviceman has not been killed in action. 1 year since 1945, when there were no fatalities in the British services. That's either working with the UN or NATO or with the British services. So these war zones and this war trauma is going to be perpetuated over a period of time. And so I go back to my very first statement. One of the problems we have, and the reasons why I do my research into this, is quite simply because children are the invisible victims of war. Thank you very much. Are there any questions anybody would like to ask? Yes. Well, I think that's a very good point, because the same situation really occurred in Germany, because there was nowhere for the German children to go except within the country. It might well be that we cannot protect the children from what's going on around them. I mean, you probably know more than I do that there may well be areas within Iraq that would be perceived to be safer, if not safe. And of course, that was the point with this evacuation. The areas that some of these children were sent to were not necessarily safe, but they were safer. I think what's got to happen is that countries have now got to realise that when they are working with war-related trauma or post-war reconstruction, that the children have to be part of that. And one of the things that we have been trying to do is to inform people that should happen, because one of the problems is that in a way, if a country doesn't, they are brewing up trouble for the future, not necessarily in terms of future conflicts, but within the individuals themselves, because those children growing up within the war zone of Iraq will be affected by it. They have to be affected by it. You know, they're seeing people blown up every day, they're seeing people in their own families being killed. And it's not only now, but with all the purges and everything else that have gone on for you know, years.